Next to South Korea, that country is marking the first anniversary of one of its worst maritime disasters, the sinking of the Sewol ferry. More than 300 people died when the ship capsized, and most of them were students from one high school. As NPR's Elise Hugh reports, many of the victims' parents are still calling for answers.
These days, it's not hard to spot a parent who lost a child in the Sewol sinking. They're donning freshly shaved heads. It's an Asian tradition showing determination. The families did it in their ongoing protest of the government response to the tragedy. For weeks, they have marched, and they've occupied Seoul's central square, pressing for the full and independent investigation South Korean President Park Geun-hye promised in the days after the ship went down. A year later, the investigation hasn't started, and the ferry still sits at the bottom of the ocean.
What is the government trying to do? I don't know what they are trying to do. All I can see is that they're trying to hide.
That's Chung Jung-in. This time last year, she was sending the youngest of her two daughters, 16-year-old Kim Min-jun, on the Sewol for a school trip. A day and a half later, she and her husband learned the news that still haunts her. Kim was one of the 304 people aboard the ferry who would never come home.
I can cry at least. I have tears in my eyes, but my husband, he doesn't even cry. The anger just piles up inside him.
The captain of the ferry is serving jail time for negligence in abandoning the ship, and some changes have been made since the disaster. Regulators tightened oversight of cargo loads since prosecutors found the ferry capsized partly because of overloaded cargo. But parents want an outside look at why rescue efforts took so long, what mistakes were made at official levels, and how lax enforcement might have played a role. Roo Sang-il is a professor of public safety at Donghui University in Busan. He says in South Korea, super speed economic growth trumps all other priorities. So a year later, it's hard to tell how much safety has really improved. Accidents like this keep happening and will keep happening, he tells us. And now all the efforts to heal are caught in a political back and forth. On one side, the Koreans who want more answers from the country's leadership. On the other side, people like Jang Ki-jong. He leads counter-protesters who show up in the same public square as the parents, saying the families are holding back the country and should go home.
This problem, the Sewol incident, is definitely not an accident caused by government. To hold the government accountable for this, that's wrong.
Then there are the loved ones who have only one demand, closure. Nine victims, one as young as 6 years old, are still missing. Their bodies never recovered. Lee Kum-hee's daughter is one of them.
When I think of my daughter, my heart breaks. Because I think how scared she must have been, how much she must have cried out for me.
She and other family members of the missing say they're not pressing for reform. They just want the ship towed out of the water.
And all I'm thinking about is that I have to get her back.
I know that she's inside the Sewol ferry, so all I feel now is despair.
President Park said last week she'd consider raising the Sewol, but set no date for a decision. There's no start date for the outside investigation either, leaving those seeking answers struggling to move on. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.